Another man says, Tana Rabban, what are the price like this? Kam mechut inu meifin. How many strings of tzitzis do you have to put into the baguette? Beishama yomim dalu. Beishama says four strings. And that's the way we hold. You have to put in four strings. Ubeisil lemon. Beisil says no gimel. It's enough just to have three strings. Now, the kam metem shaleshes, how long does the tzitzis have to be? So, Tashala, what does the word mishleshes mean? Says mishleshes means like one third of it that has its gedil that's twirled around. It only means one third of the length, or does it mean the whole length of the tzitzis? And Rashi learns it means the whole length of the tzitzis. That vayshama yomim dalad. It's enough if the tzitzis is long, four etzboyas, that's enough for four gudlin, that's enough for the whole length of the tzitzis. But we don't know that this only means three good, dollar good means that's the shear of the gadil. How much of it has to be twirled? Like we have before, one third should be twirled, and two thirds should be just loose strings. That's how we hold this yud base. There are 12 goodlin to the tittis, and four of them are twirled, and eight of them, the length of eight, is stam straight. Ubeisilah says no gimel, it's enough just to have three goodlin. That's the thickness of your thumbs. Now, so it's a little bit different. Rashi Taka says, Mushleshes means here tluya. How long should it sit is the onof levad min agdil? Rashi's makir. Not that the whole length of the tzitzis is only four goodlin. But four goodlin, Rashi says, that's the length of the strings that are straight. So it comes out, how much is the gedil then? It's like one half of that. So according to Rashi, the length of the tzitzis should be like six goodlin. Two of them should be twirled around, and four of them should be straight, so together it's six goodlin. That's Rashi Shita. Now the Gemara explains, that though we say three, the gimel shebeisilu imrim, izachas miyaba betefach, shakolodzim. Like what's called a goodl here? It means one, that four of them make a tefach of a normal person. That's the shear. So that though we say you have to have four according to beis, Shammai, and three according to Vesilo, it means three goodlin, that these goodlin, that's the thick of the thumb, we'll soon see, that four of them make up a tefach. The Amra Papa says like this, Amra Papa, tefach the Uraisa. What's a tefach with Uraisa? That's talid begoidel. If you want to measure it with your thumbs, it's the width of the thick part where your thumb bends, the thickness there, the width of it, four of those make up a tefach. Shish piktan, if you want to measure with your pinkies, six pinkies make up a tefach. And chamesh patils, if you want to use your middle finger, the index finger, so five of them make up a tefach. So we're saying now, before three and four, means begoidel. Again, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have three goodlin, and according to Beis Shammai, it has to be four. Again, that's the machlek of Tosfos and Rashi. Tosfos learns the four means the gedil, and the onof, the psil, has to be another eight. So together we have 12 our goodlin. That's the shear of our tzitzis. Omer Rafuna, dalid, v'toich dalid, u'mishleshes dalid. Because according to Beis Shammai, you have to have four strings, which v'toich dalid means it has to be within four etzboyis of the end of the begit, and it has to come down four etzboyis the gedil. For Rav Yehuda Amar, gimel, no three strings like Beis Hillel, but tzorich gimel within three etzbois at the end of the begid, mishleshes gimel, that the gedil has to only be three goodlin long. This though, Amar Papa says, Hilchos, what's the maskana, what's the locha? And this is the way we pass in that dalit. You have to use four strings, the tzorich shalish. The hole where the tzitzis go through the begid has to be within the last three etzboyis of the begid. It cannot be more than three etzboyis away from the end of the begid, or three goodlin, I should say. It can't be more than three goodlin away from the end of the begid. And mishleshes arba, how long does the gedil, the part of the tzitzis that twirled, that has to be four goodlin? And again, that's one third of the length, so together it's yud beis 12 goodlin. Samar says, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me over here? The Yith Lushiur, it comes out that there is a shear, a length, a tzitzis. We're in the middle, I have a question. It says, Tzitzis, ein Tzitzis el yotze. Tzitzis means only things that come out. That means that are hanging down. V'yei Tzitzis el mashu. A Tzitzis also could be any small amount. Ukvar olu zikne beishamim zikne beisil lalias. Yerchnim ben b'seiro. Both the elders of beishamim and beisilu went up to the attic by Yerchnim ben b'seiro. For Yomu, they said, Avalachas like this. Tzitzis ein lo shir. The Tzitzis has no length, there's no shir, how long it has to be. And Kyotzva, your similar halacha is Lulav ain't by shir. That the Lulav by Mitzvah Sukkah Lulav has no shir. So my love doesn't mean to say ain't no shir klal, that no matter how small or no matter how long the Tzitzis are, it's kshera, that there's no shir at all. So Tzakasha by Yos was saying yes, that the gedil, the twirl part, has to be four goodlin. So Morris says, Lord, there's no kasha here. Ain't no shir means the mala. I mean, the Tzitzis can be as long as you want. There is a shear, so how small it has to be. It can't be smaller, like we say now, the gedil for a goodlin. If you're not going to say like this, but that's what the Brisa said, the similar halacha is by lulav. Today, in shear, is hochinam and ain't shear cloud. You want to tell me lulav has no shear at all? For your tanan, we learn clearly that lulav sheesh po gimel tfoch, tail on the nea boy, kosher. Lulav has to be three tfochim. And then one more tefach told it to make me norm with it. But if you have less than that, you don't have a kind of mitzvah. Elo, what does it mean to say? Ein lo shir l'mala means as long as you want to make the lulav, as long as the lulav is, it's kosher. It doesn't make a difference how long it is. Avu yesh lo shir l'mata, but there is a length to the smallest it could be. It's achinam, and the same thing here by tzitzis also. Ein lo shir l'mala, no matter how long it's tzitzis, it's kosher. Avu yesh lo shir l'mata, provided there is a shir, how small it could be, if it's less then Yud Vez Gudlin, that would be possible. It has to be at least 12 the length of the thickness of your thumb. Alright, we'll stop here.